This Friday is 420, as in April 20th.
Also as in 420, like marijuana. The police in Lawrence, Kansas have been tweeting some tips.
If it's 445 on 420 and you get pulled over and you've got orange or red Cheeto dust on your fingertips, that's what we call evidence.
Okay, that is a joke if it is not clear. Officer Drew Fennelly runs the department's official Twitter account. Here's one of his other tweets from yesterday.
This post does not condone smoking Mary Jane, but my boss says I have to clarify that as a police department, we do not condone smoking reefer. Again, driving high is still DUI, and that ain't no joke.
His tweets get thousands of likes.
Officer Fennelly began the account in 2015. Back then, he had to get approval for almost everything he posted.
Initially, our tweets were bad, so we didn't have much of a following in the beginning.
Then, in March of 2016, he tweeted this about the University of Kansas's loss to Villanova.
Sorry, we can't investigate Villanova ripping your heart out of your chest. The crime occurred outside our jurisdiction.
It was the first tweet that we went with humor to try to get better engagement, and it ended up getting a couple thousand likes, over 1,000 retweets.
We started scrolling through the feed, and before we knew it, our staff was reciting the officer's tweets from this past Valentine's Day.
Cops are not poets, so is this poem a haiku? Absolutely not. Don't break the law, criminals.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Thou wanderest into a store and pays for thy stuff before leaving.
Officer Drew Fennelly says he and his colleagues know that people in Lawrence are reading the posts.
People on the street, when they come up to officers, they want to talk about the Twitter account. And I feel like their familiarity with what we're putting out on Twitter makes them feel they can go up to an officer and say, hey, just want to say, love your Twitter account. For officers to be able to have that interaction, I think that's the best thing that we can hope for.
He says it's part of the department's community policing efforts.
The Lawrence Police Twitter account now has more than 100,000 followers. By some counts, more than the population of the city itself.